challenge each other. Who wants a fight for the world? He draws. Let's go.
He plays the main, baby. Let's get him.
Mom, first hand is out. 60 minutes. Go, baby. 60 plus minutes.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you live from the NovaCare Complex on this Monday, around the NFL that's being celebrated for Super Bowl week. Patriots getting ready to play the Giants. The Eagles quiet, along with 30 other teams. There is a bit of news today. We are reporting that the Eagles officially interviewing Todd Bowles to come in here and be the defensive backs coach in charge of the secondary. That would obviously include the cornerbacks. The Eagles are looking to replace Johnny Lynn at that cornerback coach's position. Todd Bowles, an excellent career as a coach in the NFL. He has done a lot of great things and is very accomplished. Former player at Temple University. Excellent coach. Most recently, the coach, interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins, last three games of that season for the Dolphins after Tony Sperano was fired. So he has accomplished a lot. No deal officially done. It has been, of course, reported that he is going to be the Eagles' defensive backs coach, but nothing official yet. So I guess the way we would look at it is if Bowles comes in, then the coaching staff would be complete, and then Andy Reid would at some point here meet the media perhaps. So that is something that everyone is eagerly anticipating. Otherwise, a very quiet week since we last spoke here on Eagles Live. We invite your phone calls, 215-339-6709. Eagles trying to get better, particularly in the red zone. Good moment there from a blowout win over the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, jeez. Seems like so long ago. It's been a long, long month, Eagles fans. So let's talk Eagles and get an idea of what you all are thinking about this football team. Let's go to Robert in West Philadelphia. Robert, good morning.
Hey, what's going on,
Pete? How you doing?
You know, I think that we need some help in the linebacker core.
Really? Wait, you think the Eagles need linebackers? I'm shocked.
They need something in there. They need somebody in there good.
Well, what would you suggest you do? What's your suggestion?
I think we need to get a veteran in there.
Okay, what veteran would you like to get in there?
That's a good point.
All right, well, here's on the market, and it's a very underwhelming group, and this is the issue, guys. There ain't no linebackers out there in free agency. Steven Tulloch leads the way. London Fletcher's about 60 years old. Curtis Lofton, not a bad player. David Hawthorne, not bad. We saw him with a big interception against the Eagles in that loss to Seattle. There's no Patrick Willis there, all right? There's nothing. So, I think it's a very difficult proposition.
Yeah, I see this. I guess if I get that in the draft.
Well, I don't think it's a great group in the draft either. I know that everybody loves Luke Kuechly or whatever the guy's name is from Boston College. And I don't know anything about him, but I looked at his body, you know, when I look at his film and so forth, guy's 235 pounds. So you can love him and maybe he's a great player. I just look at a 235 pounder and I have questions. So maybe the Eagles love him. Maybe they get him at 15. Maybe they move up. Maybe they don't have to. I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. And I don't know what the answer is.
Okay, then I guess if we got the same crew that we got, I think they might could do something. They got the first year experience under their belt.
Well,
I
don't know, Robert. I think the Eagles need to be better at linebacker if possible. Like, I like Jamar Chaney. I think it has hurt him. Being an outside linebacker, then an inside linebacker, then an outside linebacker, and now an inside linebacker again. He reading his tweets, he's coming off the neck surgery and feeling okay. But I don't think he's a game-changing middle linebacker. If you are looking for a game-changing middle linebacker, I don't know where that player is. I don't think he's on this roster.
Let me ask you a question. What did they do by Jackson's contract? What did they do by him?
Well, he's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent 6 weeks from now. You know, February is going to go by very quickly. March 13th is the deadline for actually when free agency begins. So Eagles can re-sign Jackson, they can franchise tag Jackson, or they can let him test free agency and see what else is out there. So this is one of the major questions of free agency and really of this offseason. What do the Eagles do with DeSean Jackson? It's a great question.
Yeah, you know, because they need to keep him. Don't play around. Don't have that boy go to somebody else to get him the ball because he'll tear the Eagles apart. Just him by himself.
Well,
the defensive backs, I ain't going to hang with him.
I think their cornerbacks can hang with anybody. I think Asante and Namdi and, well, I think the Eagles are fine at cornerback. Cornerback is the least of positions you're looking at on this football team. Cornerback, the least of your concerns. The least.
So you're saying safety might be the problem?
I think safety needs to be improved, and that could come from Nate Allen getting healthy and Kurt Coleman getting healthy, and certainly Jaquan Jarrett has to prove that he can play at this level, or they have to go out and get somebody. But again, you know, unless you draft a kid and hit on him, I don't see the safeties in free agency. I mean, they're nothing spectacular. There's going to be a lot of players in free agency. A lot of players. I just don't know how many of them are any good.
Yeah, you're right. Cause actually, you know, like the owner said, you know, like, he's going to keep everybody. So that's a smart thing to do. And technically, the Eagles, they're going to be a very dangerous team. It just matter for them pull themselves together, and they will. And see what happens when camp comes around. I think they're going to really do something this year.
Well, Robert, I thank you for your optimism, and thanks for the call. I mean, I think the idea here is, and this can all change, but obviously you look at this list of free agents, you want to keep some of these guys. Victor Aubameyang, probably not. Ronnie Brown, probably not. Dixon stays. Dunlap, yeah, you'd like to keep him, but maybe he gets a chance to start somewhere. Jackson, you'd like to keep him, but maybe he gets a chance to get a big contract somewhere. Landry, you'd like to keep him, but I'm not sure how much you're going to spend for Derek Landry when you've got Antonio Dixon coming back. Trevor Laws, young guy, good pass rusher. You'd like to keep him in a role. Evan Mathis, you'd like to keep him as a starter. Jaquay Parker, older guy, maybe in a role, but certainly only as a spare part. Owen Schmidt, you'd love to keep him. He played just a fraction of the plays last year. Steve Smith, obviously, no. And Vince Young probably tries to go and finds a starting job somewhere. So if you can keep as many as you possibly can and upgrade, the Eagles have 3 picks in the first 2 rounds of the draft. You know, I just think that's the way they're going to go. But again, I don't know. I mean, it's been a quiet offseason. It's been a long, long month since the season ended. And regular season ended for the Eagles on January 1st. And we have been waiting since then for some news. And I don't know if there's going to be any. Steve in Alabama joins us. Hi, Steve.
Dave, what's up, man?
How's everything?
Everything is good.
Good.
Pro Bowl was boring, though.
Pro Bowl was unbelievable last night. I like to watch the Pro Bowl. I mean, it was like, you know, hey, you know what? Here's my thing, Steve. I'm looking at him saying, oh, my gosh. The new collective bargaining agreement has ruined 2 things. Afternoon practices in training camp, which were a walkthrough, and the Pro Bowl, which it's never full speed. We know that, but I mean, last night was like ridiculous.
Wow, it was, man. They weren't full speed at all.
No.
And I tell you, man. Oh man, I saw Shady get up there. He fumbled the ball. I just turned it off. I was like, I'm done.
I saw Shady get his first carry, and he like jogged up to the line of scrimmage and was held up. And I was like,
yeah.
You know what? This is not worth it.
He ran one full speed and he fumbled the ball.
Did he? Did he? I didn't even see. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, he ran one full speed, fumbled a rock, and then I was slipping back and forth channels. I didn't see him no more the rest of the night.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, I hear about this new defensive back coach that everybody gets.
Yeah, Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles is in for an interview.
I guess Warren Steele is staying. Yeah, that's official, right?
I don't think it's official, but I mean, just between us, I think he's. I don't think there's a plan in place to replace Juan. I don't think that was ever the intention. I think the Eagles want Juan to grow into a great defensive coordinator.
Well, I mean, hey, there you go. I mean, it was his first year last year, and I. I saw the stride. I mean, we seen flashes of a great defense last year, and then we just seen them fall apart at times. But toward the end, which is what we all are going to base it on, toward the end, they started coming together. And I guess that shows that, you know, the players are starting to adapt to the scheme now. So, yeah, I just hope that, you know, we just, like I said, all throughout the month, I hope that we just make the right moves so we could be in the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, this could be a very slow off season of news. I mean, I mean, and are you as an Eagles fan prepared for that?
Definitely, man. Definitely. I'm here. I'm waiting for the. I don't know. I don't really know. I'm starting to look at the draft as linebackers. I don't really know who we're going to pick for the first round now that I think about it. Like you said, that guy, Luke from Boston College, he's 235.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of small, man.
It is small. It is small. And but look, I don't know what kind of player he is. I'm sure he's a very talented player. And,
yeah.
But I'm not, Steve, I am not going into this draft saying the Eagles have to take a linebacker in the first round. Because, frankly, if they have a higher rated player on the board, I don't want them taking a linebacker. Take the highest rated player you have on the board.
Yeah. But free agency is before the draft.
Yes.
Right there, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you never know. They can address it there.
Well,
I just think we need a nice little veteran that, you know, be able to solidify a nice run stuff and, you know, bring a troop together. And, I got my eye on the guy Jackson from Cleveland. If we go after anybody, I would like to see him. But you never know. We just need them to make the right move. And I know Andy and everybody, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I look. Andy Reid's got his.
I don't
got
see
his,
us out the playoffs next year. I tell you that.
Well, if the Eagles play, and thanks for the call, Steve. I believe this. Right. If the Eagles play to their capabilities, and we saw that in the last four games, and at times before that, if they don't turn the ball over 100 times, and if they don't miss 1,000 tackles, and if they play better in the red zone, all of which is very possible, this is an outstanding football team. Margin of error is very slim in the NFL. You can't turn the ball over 15 times in the first three games or whatever it was, 15 times in the first five games and expect to win. You can't do that. First five games. Here's your outside linebackers in free agency, which is worth looking at. Now, some of those players are 3-4 linebackers, pass rushers. I mean, we all love pass rushers. Ernie Sims, you want him back? Leroy Hill, good player. Anthony Spencer, a 3-4 pass rusher. Jarrett Johnson, I thought was a defensive end, to be honest with you. Ahmad Brooks, kind of a pass rusher as well. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more phone calls from you. And we're also going to take a look at the Senior Bowl standouts. We covered it all week last week, and it was great coverage from our crew that went down to Mobile, Alabama. Well, the game was played. Who stood out from the game? The practices, it's interesting. The scouts, they go down for the practices. They come back on Wednesday. They're looking at the practices. The games, they don't take as much stock in the game. But we will show you the highlights from that game. And we also take your phone calls on the other side here on Eagles Live. Coming right back.
Opportunity, opportunity. Is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
What makes Acme fruits and vegetables taste so delicious? Make your meals come alive with the tastiest fresh fruits and vegetables you always get at every Acme.
Joe Adams out of Arkansas coming in as the SEC Special Teams Player of the Year, but he caught your attention today as a receiver.
I like the Adams family. You know, I thought Mike Adams, the left tackle from Ohio State, had a heck of a game all week long, and he dotted the I this afternoon. But Joe Adams, Paul, as a receiver, 8 catches, 133 yards. He started the game out poorly, strip fumble. But the rest of the game, all he did was make people miss, catch the football, make plays. And I think when you put this tape on, even though he's 176 pounds, you can't help but come away impressed with his speed, explosion, and ability to catch a football.
So we have the Special Teams Player of the Year from the SEC looking good on offense. And yep. Charles, the Big East Offensive Player of the Year, shining on special teams.
Yeah, and that's how he got our attention tonight. Yep. But he got our attention all week. We're talking about Isaiah Pede from Cincinnati. What a terrific week he had. Heath Evans, our colleague, loved him from day one. I believe we did too. And today, special teams, punt returns, setting up blocks, and almost going the distance here. Was he tripped up by a player or the turf monster? Either way, a terrific return. How about him setting up the blocks here? Starts one way, sets up a block, sets up another block, gets to the corner. And if Janoris Jenkins doesn't make this play here, he maybe goes down the sideline. And then later in the game, he gets to his specialty, running the football, finding the holes. Look at him finishing it with authority downfield. Isaiah Pede, our MVP this evening. I thought he was absolutely terrific.
Touchdown passes for the North team from Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson to lead the North squad to victory. February 23rd, our path to primetime takes us to the combine. That's where we'll join you live.
All right, there you go. That was the game. We'll see how many of those players, you know, step up and are high draft picks and productive NFL players. The Eagles have obviously been very impressed by the talent at the Senior Bowl these last couple of seasons. So we will see in April how much they loved the boys of January. Let's go to D.C. and talk to Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
All righty. How are you?
Well, I'm looking at it this way. January's gone. We're one month closer to training camp.
Yeah. Slowly it goes by. Slow.
Yeah, I got to admit, though, I watched the Pro Bowl last night, and as ridiculous as it was actually fun to watch.
Why?
Well, I got a kick out of the fakes and the stuff the NFC was doing.
You know, when I turned it off, let's see, it was early in the game, and I watched just a little bit of it. I saw the first touchdown drive by the NFC, I guess, and then they onsides kicked it.
Yeah.
Which was amusing. I would agree with that. But then whoever the quarterback was for the NFC, Aaron Rodgers throws, I think he threw an interception. Or no, the AFC guy threw an interception.
Oh, yeah, and they were laddering the ball, and then they bubbled the lateral.
No,
and,
I'm done. You know. I'm done with that.
But you know what? There was one thing on the Pro Bowl that I cannot remember if I think I have ever seen, and that's when the Pro Bowl seats were sold out.
Well,
I don't think I've ever seen that. You look at the Major League Baseball and All-Star game, the hockey, the NBA that comes in the middle of the season, you see those games sold out. The NHL this weekend was a lot of fun to watch.
Well, that was
I watched or do something with it.
I turned on the NHL All-Star game for a minute too because I didn't even know it was on, and I'm flipping through, and they were skating so slowly that I thought it was like the alumni game.
I had more fun watching the skills competition than I did the game.
I couldn't believe it. I think All-Star games are autograph sessions, and look, that's fine. Go to Hawaii. I think the players deserve to be rewarded. That's nice. The fans who make it down there, I hope every one of them gets every autograph that they want. I think for the state, you know, for the state of Hawaii, it's great. It brings in some tourism revenue. It brings in some recognition. It's wonderful, but the game itself, it's terrible.
Yeah, it is. The one thing I've been listening to on the linebackers.
Yep.
Here's my one problem. Everybody's screaming, we need a veteran linebacker. We need a veteran linebacker. Okay, one, I agree with you. There's not a whole lot of outstanding linebackers out there. But who's going to come in that's going to know this system?
System's not that hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as complicated as what it appears to me.
Yeah, I mean, they move guys around here and there, but they didn't, you know, I don't think that's a big issue. You're going to, now, Carl, I'll agree with you on this. Bringing in veterans in free agency, as we take a look at some of the linebacker prospects that we saw down in Mobile, Alabama, or no, they're just some of the better ones in the draft. To me, if you can hit on one in the draft, that's really the direction you want to go. I just think free agency is so overrated and has been overrated for years.
I agree.
And that's the difficult part of free agency. Players are successful in one scheme, then they have to go to another scheme and make it happen. And it's difficult to do, and that's why free agency is every bit the risk that the NFL draft is.
You know, free agency is a risk. The draft is a risk.
Yeah,
you
very
know,
hard.
Tom Brady was a sixth round pick when he came out of college.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Now look what he's did. You know, they said on the Pro Bowl last year that Drew Brees still had a chip because he was a 24th person player taken in the first round. He thought he should have gone
all right,
higher.
So Carl, here's the question though. I mean, as an Eagles fan, and I talk to you guys every day in one form or another. How are you going to deal with an off season if there's just not a lot of changes?
I tell you what, I'm not is. Do we need changes? Yes. Do we need massive changes? No. The only thing, for one thing, on the draft, I mean, you can do shoulda, woulda, couldas all day long with Pierre Paul and everything else. You do the best you can with what you have.
Yeah, but you got to do, but you get now, right. Pierre Paul, look, I understand the move. It has not worked out for the Eagles thus far. Brandon Graham has a tremendously important offseason and season ahead of him. He's got to become a productive player on this defense.
Fully agree. But to go back to the draft and say, well, you should have taken Pierre Paul over Bunkley, you know.
Over Graham, right.
Over Grant. You rated what you had, your scouts, you know, whatever. You took what you thought was the best at that time. You can't look 3 years into the future. But do we need some changes? Yes.
Yeah.
But you also have – this team has done over 14 years, has developed that young talent. We did it with Dawkins. We did it with Vincent.
You developed through the draft. Right, but what they haven't done, and this is the big criticism, the draft – success in the draft defensively has just not been there the last several years.
No, it hasn't. And I agree with what Roseman said. We need to change what we're doing. We need to do better.
So the Eagles bring in the same thing
when I'm teaching. If one student doesn't get it, I work with that student. If I've got five or six that constantly don't get it, that means I've got a problem with what I'm doing and the way I'm doing it.
Yeah, so the Eagles bring in there we take a look at last year's draft, the year before's draft. The Eagles bring in Rick Mueller. He helps throughout the draft process here. He's been an experienced talent evaluator in the NFL. That was a move the team made Friday, along with promoting Anthony Patch to the director of college scouting. So they're channeling their efforts into the draft here. Now, last year's draft, look, if you can get Jared and Marsh to step up, all of a sudden that draft looks really good.
Yeah, and I still think Casey Matthews has a heck of an upside.
I think he has an upside as a role player. I don't know if I see him now as a full-time player. Now, it could be because he's going to work very hard in the offseason. Kelsey is a great pick. Roll has a good chance to be a good player. I think Havili is going to have a chance to be the starting fullback this year.
But let me ask you, Dave. You see a fullback on every starting, but in the Eagles scheme, you know, you almost could take a tight end and plug him into a fullback. Take the fullback, plug him into the tight end.
What do you mean, make him an H-back?
No, I won't say so much as an H-back, but it seems like the fullback doesn't have the same role it did 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, no question. Now, but I think the Eagles would like to have their fullback have more ability to do things. I think they would like to see their fullback as an athlete who can catch the football, who can be a threat.
Yeah, another weapon.
Somebody you have to account for when he's on the field just a little bit.
One last question, I'm going to let you go. Did Weaver, I know the Eagles gave an injury settlement. Is there any word if Weaver is ever going to play again? I really liked him, and it's such a shame.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to play again, Carl.
That's a big loss for football. He was a phenomenal player.
Yep.
Dave, have a great day. I follow you every week, and this is where I come for all my news. So keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Carl, from D.C., as we take a look at some of the free agent safeties. Now, there's some talent there. Laron Landry, really good player. Michael Griffin was a good player. I don't know how he's played in Tennessee. Chris Hope in Tennessee as well. Goldson made the Pro Bowl, I believe, with San Francisco. Brian Dawkins, I believe, will retire. But, you know, there's some players. Jim Leonard, solid. Abram Elam, been around a bit. Zbikowski, a boxer. Don't know much about him as a player. Good special teams player, I believe. Madu Williams, I think he was injured, so that was a loss for the Niners. Big second round draft pick, I believe. So yeah, safety is going to be an area but you've invested a second round pick in Jaquan Jarrett. I mean, you got to see that through and see if the kid can play. Nate Allen, he's going to play. Second round pick. Healthy now. You never know where players are going to end up in the draft. From the draft to the playing field. And you know, there are a lot of good players who don't ever get drafted. And there was one good player years ago, Hank Fraley, undrafted. Bubba Miller gets hurt. Hank Fraley steps in, becomes the starting center. Eagles had a nice run there. Then it's Jamal Jackson taking Hank Fraley's job. He went to Cleveland, then to St. Louis. Now Hank Fraley wants to join the coaching ranks, and we caught up with him last week at the Senior Bowl, which is not only a chance for the college evaluators to look at the players, but it's a chance for the coaches. It's a big fraternity down there. And one of the young men, young aspiring coaches, looking for a job, Hank Fraley, former Eagle center.
Well, Eagles fans, I'm sure you recognize the guy standing to my right, former great Eagle, Hank Fraley. Hank, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm enjoying myself down here at the Senior Bowl. First time ever down here. You know, I wasn't a guy that was invited, so it's a whole new experience down here. It's been great.
Do you find yourself scouting, critiquing the guys, especially the centers?
I definitely have been looking at those guys, and I just can't believe it's already been, you know, 11 years, 12 years since I, you know, was in this type of position. It's just, you know, it just brings you back to where you started from.
What have you been up to the past few months? Give us a little bit of an update.
Well, besides taking care of the boys that have been driving me nuts, right now I'm looking for a job. I'm interested in getting into coaching. I've loved the game, and that's the reason I'm really down here. And I just kind of relax, you know. We live in New Jersey. My wife's from that area, so we've been in the Philly area this whole year. So
certainly you've been paying attention to the last season for the Eagles?
I definitely have. It was a tough year for them. They just—I know they didn't play as well as they're capable of, and the talent they have on that team. But they're going to be a good team next year. So, you know, you don't want to hear that, but that's all. You know, everybody's 0-0 this year, and I know they're going to be focused and ready to go.
What was your take on the transition on the offensive line under Howard Mudd? Obviously, a new scheme, more athletic guys they were looking for. What did that look like on the TV to you?
You know what? With not being in the meeting rooms and not knowing what they're totally doing different, I just know it's totally different between Juan Casillo and Howard Mudd's different type of technique, but they both work. And I know Howard's, you know, Hall of Fame coach, and he's got it done everywhere he's been, and especially, you know, the last in Indy. I mean, he's a great coach. So, you know, it's just two different philosophies, and you see that around the league. People do different things, but I know Howard's a great coach, and, you know, it's worked for years there, and it's going to work here.
Now, you played under Juan, obviously. What was your reaction when you found out he was defensive coordinator? You I know, believe that he is, you know, as hard a worker as it gets, right?
Oh, I think you won't find a guy in the league works harder than Juan. And, you know, his love's always been defensive side of the ball. I think that's what made him such a great offensive line coach, too. And he's just a hard worker. And, you know, everything that might have went wrong this year on the defense side of the ball, I know he's going to iron out and get it fixed. And, you know, you're not going to find anybody that's going to work harder and make sure his guys are more prepared than that guy.
And then as for you looking back on your Eagles career, what are your favorite memories?
Well, some of the favorite ones are definitely would be winning that NFC Championship game and going to the Super Bowl. And just, you know, the whole Super Bowl memory was great, but it definitely turned into a not a great memory because we did lose that game. And, you know, to be honest, I've never watched that game ever. And it still hurts to this day, you know, seeing New England hoist that trophy in the highlights. But, you know, the Eagles fans are great. They're probably one of the best, if not the best, fans in the league. So just being around that atmosphere and, you know, being back, you know, it's just funny. I've been gone for six years now. And, you know, you walk around there, and I was just a lineman, and people know you everywhere. You know, it's just like it's just the memories there, you know, at the link and at the vet. I mean, it's just memories I'll keep and cherish forever.
All right, well, Hank Fraley from the Senior Bowl, thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
What makes Acme fruits and vegetables taste so delicious? Make your meals come alive with the tastiest fresh fruits and vegetables you always get at every Acme.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
What shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
What if there was an American Idol for pro football? That's sort of what took place in Los Angeles this weekend. It was the first of 8 regional combines. These are workouts for guys with various football backgrounds who want to give it a go in the pros. Michelle Beisner has more.
Before sunrise on Saturday, the first batch of NFL hopefuls arrived here at Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa, California, eager to prove to respected league scouts that they have what it takes to play at the professional level. And while experience level varied, some who just played in college while others had stints in the NFL, the dream is the same, to play in the National Football League.
It's definitely tough. I've seen like a ton of athletes, people moved around really fluently. But I try my hardest not to judge any books by the cover or just stay locked into what I'm doing and just keep playing football like I've been playing. So.
You think you did well today?
Yeah, I think I was happy with what was going on and what I did, but I think it can always get better.
So how'd you feel out here today?
I felt good. It's been a little while since I've had to do some tryouts, but overall, you know, I'm healthy, had some fun with the guys, so I feel good and had some confidence in me going in the spring and hopefully with a little bit of help, a little bit of luck, I can land on a team.
As far as team scouts, representatives from the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots were in attendance. Players that make the cut here at this regional combine will move on to the super regional combine held at Ford Field in Detroit at the end of March.
Well, there you go, guys. If you ever wanted to be an NFL player, the combine, the Indianapolis combine, not the only way to go, but as you see, not a whole lot of NFL interest, but there were some teams there. You know, if you stand out, you never know. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles Live, the name of the show, come your way every Monday here from the NovaCare Complex. Eagles to review today, interviewing Todd Bowles, longtime NFL coach, who's interviewing for the position of defensive backs coach. Now, the Eagles allowing Johnny Lynn to move on here shortly after the 2011 season ended. And Bowles has a very impressive resume, has done an excellent job in his time in the league, brings a wealth of experience, reportedly, and this is not official, but reportedly will be the guy. We'll keep you posted on that, but he is in for an interview today. Most recently, the interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins, the final three games of their 2011 season. And then that should pretty much do it, guys, as far as the coaching staff. You know, I mean, the there have been positions filled around the league. So Juan Castillo will come back, it appears, as the defensive coordinator. I want to know how you feel about that, and we'll prepare you for could be a very quiet offseason. You know, we'll see what the Eagles do. Mike in New York joins us. Hello, Mikey.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about Andy Reid, Howie Roseman, and then a couple of the Eagles.
Okay.
But in terms of coaching, you know, you look down 95 and you see the Giants, and I don't think they've ever lost in their entire history of their franchise, they've ever lost an NFC championship game. And I'm just wondering, you know, you say that you know, you like the Giants, that definitely in their chances for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, you think they have a great formula when they get into the playoffs. And, you know, what is Coughlin doing? How does he get his team to play better than Reed does? You know, Reed,
I don't know. I don't know that answer. If I could answer that, there'd be a lot of people who would want my answer, not only the Philadelphia Eagles, but the other, you know, Steelers are an exception. Patriots are an exception.
For guys,
Giants,
who are worried about getting rid of Reed, you know, there are a bunch of there are coaches out there. I mean, you know, Mike Tomlin was out there.
Yeah.
Nobody thought of him when.
Yeah, I mean, the decision.
Like a great coaching.
Listen, the decision, Mike, to bring back Andy, it's simply this. Jeffrey Lurie says, "Who gives me the best chance to win the Super Bowl?" He believes it's going to be, and we all believe it's going to be Andy Reid. That is to be proven, or not. And when you look around the league, who was hired as head coaches in this offseason? Schiano could be a great move. Comes from Rutgers.
Yeah.
Who knows? But that is a big jump. Then there's a couple. Mike Mularkey gets hired. Denny Allen has been a coordinator for 1 year. You don't know.
Just look through all those guys, and you know you couldn't say whether it's a good hire or not.
You can't. You don't know. Yeah. So, Jeffrey is doing what he thinks gives the Eagles the best chance. The approach here.
I understand.
Yeah,
look,
I want to ask you how you feel about that, because, look, the Eagles tore it all apart last year, and they're not going to tear it apart this year. There'll be some changes, there'll be some moves, but it's not going to be wholesale like it was last year. And I want to know how Eagles fans feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would do. You know, ideally, what I'd like to do is I'd like to keep Andy Reid while interviewing a ton of head coaching guys and, you know, see if anyone really blows me away. You can't do that, but
right.
That would be what I'd like to do. And, you know, it's just jealousy. You know, why
Absolutely.
Tomlin and Coughlin, or, you know, why don't we have a Hall of Fame coach? And it's, you know, it's just...
Listen, the Giants' formula has been... I mean, the Eli Manning is a much better quarterback than I think people give him credit for. The defense is solid, and they've played excellent special teams in both of their recent runs to the Super Bowl. They do not turn the football over. And this team turned the football over too much. They did it last year in the playoff game against the Packers. They did it throughout the early part of this season. And unless the offense gets better at that, this team will not win the Super Bowl. Now, if they, you know, minimize those mistakes, I believe they're just as talented as any team. There certainly are some holes. Acknowledging the holes, I think the offense is as talented as it needs. I mean, certainly can win a Super Bowl with this offense. Defense needs a little bit more.
I don't know if that's I'm not sure if I believe that.
Okay, why not?
I don't think I wouldn't put Michael Vick in an elite quarterback, and I think that's by far the most important position. Would you put him in the
I would put him in the top. I would put him in the top 7 or 8 in the NFL.
Really?
Is that elite? Yeah. You want to go through him?
Well, sure.
Let's go through them. Okay, so in the NFC East, obviously Eli's won a Super Bowl, so I put him there. And then I put Vic. I'm not going to put Tony Romo ahead of him.
But he's about the same, right? I mean, is Tony Romo?
Well, Vic has gotten the Falcons to the NFC Championship game, so he's
that was the Falcons a long time ago. They had a phenomenal defense.
I believe the Cowboys can win a Super Bowl with Tony Romo. I think Tony Romo was good enough to win a Super Bowl. So
right. I would say they're in the same class.
And then in the AFC South, Breeze is ahead of the game, but Matt Ryan, no, I wouldn't put him in Vic's class. I wouldn't put Cam Newton there yet. Certainly wouldn't put.
Wouldn't you put
Josh
Matt Ryan in the same class though?
No. Why?
Why would you put him in? Why? What has Vic done to say he's better?
I think he's a better quarterback.
Really?
I mean, he's done everything more than Matt Ryan.
Has Matt Ryan ever had a season like Vic had this year?
Matt Ryan has had horrendous, not just bad, horrendous playoff appearances 3 straight years. Horrendous.
Okay, horrendous. Vic had one of the worst. I mean, no quarterback you'd ever say was elite ever had a season like Vic had this year, right? Ever.
Eli's had bad seasons. Last year he threw a bazillion interceptions.
Right, but didn't he throw like 40 touchdowns?
I don't know what the touchdown number was, but he threw a lot of interceptions.
Remember the Giants' offense last year? So, you know, they passed all over the place.
So we'll agree to disagree on Matt Ryan if you want to go there with Matt Ryan.
No, I'm not saying Matt Ryan's elite.
You're saying that Michael Vick is not elite. I'm saying he's top seven or eight quarterbacks. If that's elite, that's fine. NFC North, Cutler, certainly capable of being a very elite quarterback and obviously is capable of getting into the Super Bowl and winning it. Hasn't won it, but he's capable. Matt Stafford has the look that he could be someday.
Right.
I'm not sure who else is in that division.
In terms of ranking, where would you rank Stafford? Would you put Stafford ahead of Vic?
It's hard for me to put a kid who's been in the league and had one healthy year. One year.
Well, Vic is never healthy.
That's not true. But
That's not true, you said?
Yeah, I said that's not true.
Oh, okay, not true. Do you think Vic is going to play 16 games next year?
I can't predict that one. Let me get all the teams here.
Would you put Cutler ahead of Vic?
Gosh, I hate Cutler so much. I think Cutler's good.
I think Cutler's really
good. Yeah, I think Cutler's good.
Everyone says he's got the best arm in the NFL.
Obviously,
right?
Aaron Rodgers is ahead of him. So we're going with sure things ahead of Michael Vick. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees,
Eli Manning.
Eli, because he's won the Super Bowls. Nobody in the West.
Also the second.
Nobody, right. So there's two who are clearly ahead of Michael Vick in the NFC. Three, if you want to count Eli, that's fine. And then Romo, Matt Ryan, Vick are in the next group of quarterbacks. Okay?
With Stafford and Cutler?
And Stafford. Probably. Probably go there as well. In the AFC, I would go with Brady, obviously.
What about the West? Is there anyone in the West?
The West teams are...
Alex Smith. I think Vic's better than Alex.
Kevin
Smith.
Cobb, Tavares Jackson, and Sam Bradford.
Right.
Okay. So let's go. Patriots, Brady, of course. Jets.
Oh, what about Matt Flynn? Are you ready to?
Please.
Okay. You certainly. Everyone thinks he's going to be amazing, right?
Jets, no. Sanchez, no. Dolphins, no. Bills, no. Ravens, Flacco. I can't really say that. I don't think Flacco does
much. You
don't
think he would put him in the same class?
No. Nope.
Is that playoff success?
But he does it with – they don't score points. I don't think he's an athlete. I'm not a Flacco guy.
He played very well against the Patriots. You got to give him – he had a very good playoff.
One good game, yeah. Patriots, the Steelers, Roethlisberger, yes. Bengals, no. Browns, no. Matt Schaub, no. Hasselbeck, probably not, although it's pretty close there. I give him that.
You wouldn't put Schaub in the same category as Vic?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't.
They look like they could win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
Texans.
We'll see.
I mean, that was ridiculous.
We'll
they got
Jaguars,
all those injuries.
Jaguars, no. Colts,
no.
Peyton Manning, obviously, when he's healthy, but I don't know if he's healthy. Tebow, no. Rivers, probably put him in that same category. Raiders, Carson Palmer, no.
Right.
Not even close. And Chiefs, no, with their quarterback, whose name escapes me at the moment. Who is their quarterback? Castle, Matt Castle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's top 7 or 8 guy. Maybe 8, 9.
Right, with a lot of guys around them.
Right, with a lot of, well, so if there's an elite group of Brady.
He could be 12 or 13.
So,
right?
Unless you're saying that only 4 quarterbacks can win Super Bowls in the NFL, then I have to say that Michael Vick can win a Super Bowl, which is the original premise of our conversation.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
An elite quarterback.
He certainly hasn't shown anything with the Eagles. Although, look, if David Akers had made a couple of field goals, you would have. Did Vick have a really good game against the Packers? I can't remember.
Let me look up. I don't recall. I think it was. Not. Let me just look up at the game. I can find that for you in 2 seconds.
Yeah, the playoff game.
Yeah, the playoff game against the Packers. You're talking about,
right? I don't remember. I mean, I know the Eagles absolutely could have won that game.
They only scored 16 points.
Right.
Hang on for 1 sec here. I'm going to get it for you in 2 seconds. All righty. Oh darn it! Why is there no box score here? Darn it! Darn it! Darn it! All right. Let me get that for you. Hang on. I think his numbers were decent. Anybody help me out here? Am I on my own here, guys? Am I on my own? Hang on, let me look up at his bio. I'll look at his bio here. Michael Vick. Where's my crack research team? Where are you guys? Yeah, look at him. Sam's pointing over here. I need to know what Michael Vick did in the playoffs against the Packers. Hang on, I got it. All right, against the Packers, 2010. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. He was 20 of 36, 292 yards, touchdown and interception, 8 rushes, 32 yards, and a touchdown. Quarterback rating 79.9, sacked 3 times. So I would say he had not a bad game.
Like
either.
A McNabb. I feel like that's a line McNabb put up in the playoffs, a 70, an 80 quarterback rating.
Yeah. Well, McNabb won a lot of playoff games.
He won a lot of playoff games.
Yep.
Won a lot of playoff games.
And you know why? And you know why? Because he did not.
Phenomenal.
Defense, but he didn't turn the ball over until he
absolutely.
Got to the, until the and the Eagles when they lose the games.
Hey, 3 turnovers in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay game in 2002 was turnovers. It was
that Carolina game. He got mauled. He made that career of that guy Manning.
Yeah, Daniel Manning Jr. Daniel Manning. Yeah. So anyway, hey, good conversation. Thank you.
Look, yep. I was just going to ask you: do you think the Eagles would have made the playoffs with Akers? I think they had a downgrade in kicker this year.
The only game that really
the Niners, right? I mean, he would have definitely
Akers,
made
but,
those kicks.
But Akers missed 2 field goals or had a field goal blocked and missed a field goal in that game as well. So
what
I really
mean, oh, Akers missed a field goal, right?
Yeah, so
but
I
it wasn't. It wasn't under 40 yards though.
No, he no, I mean, I, no Henry Henry
two under 40.
Yep, absolutely.
One was a 33-yard.
But
field goal.
But there were 10 reasons the Eagles lost a game if they had a 23.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I don't know if they would have made
the
playoffs. The
kicker position, which is always the idea.
But what they had to do was it was time they felt to make a change, and to get younger and go for the next 10 years, and say, hey, we got a kid who we think could be a great kicker for the next 10 years, and Henry has a chance to be a great kicker. And David moved on, had a tremendous season, got his big contract. I mean, the Eagles planned it that they were not going to pay a kicker, the top of the
money.
Right,
like Vinatieri money.
So anyway, thanks for the call.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take a little break here on the other side. We have a little fun with Eagles jersey numbers. Eagles Live here on Philadelphia. Eagles.com continues.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet. 40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smartphones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
This week's Eagles by the Numbers highlights the number one. And one Eagle who wore the number one was one Happy Feller. No, really, he was. His name was actually Happy Feller. This pleasant cowpoke from the University of Texas was drafted by Philly in 1971 in the fourth round and was the first kicker taken. Unfortunately, Eagles fans couldn't have been too happy with him as he made only 30% of his kicks as a rookie and lasted only one season in Philadelphia. In 1979, the Eagles drafted the man with one shoe from Texas A&M, Tony Franklin. This terrific kicker was the only college player to connect on not only one, but two field goals over 60 yards in a single game. Quite an impressive feat. He was a big step in the right direction for the Eagles' kicking game after a few heels they had in the 70s. Sorry about that, I just read what's written here. Our last numero uno was the ageless one, Gary Anderson. He played two of his amazing 23 years in Eagles green. In 1998, he was number one in the league in points scored without a touchdown and number one in field goal percentage, going 35 for 35 for 100%. Anderson also kicked field goals in 16 straight postseason games, which was number one in NFL history until it was broken by number two, David Akers, in 2009. And that'll wrap up this week's Eagles by the Numbers.
Well, there you go, guys. That is about it for the day. Stay tuned. See what's ahead. The Eagles interviewing Todd Bowles to run the secondary. We'll see if that happens. And if that's the case, that would likely be the end of the coaching staff. So the coaching staff will be complete, and who knows what happens after that. Well, thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live today. We'll be back next week, next Monday.